I'd like to call the meeting to order. Thank you. Approve the minutes of 11:10, 15, 11:17, 15. Moved by?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? No discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolutions 408, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 by the County Health Alliance Hospital, Broadway Campus Department of Mental Health. Moved by?
I'll move it.
James, second. Everybody knows what it is? It's opening, keeping the clinic open for the 6 days a week till 7 days a week, correct?
No, just six right now.
It's six?
It's just at six.
This is just at six?
It's just six right now. And they'll be working on amending it to extend it for the additional day.
When?
So that's what this money's going to be approved for?
This is for the 6 days.
This is for the 6 days.
No, the 6 days.
6 days. This, the seventh day has to be
approved. Because they were expired January 1.
That's correct.
So that's why this contract is
here. All right.
Thank you.
So we'll have another time to look at the whole seventh day thing.
They're working on it.
Right. It has to be approval from OASIS, plus also finding the funding.
Right. Okay.
All right. Any other discussion? No.
Steelers fans, thank you.
Yeah, both losers.
Thank you.
All in favor, say aye.
I would like to put it on the record that Richard Gerentine just said that. Thank you very much.
Okay, what's the resolution number that before we go any further?
408.
That's 408. We got a lawsuit.
All right, ready? I'm going to ask to have resolution 448, 449, 450, and 451 all bundled together.
So, second.
Second. Any discussion on that? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Now we're going to be voting on those four resolutions. Any questions? Concerns? If not,
make a motion.
By?
I'll so move.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 451, approving
452.
I'm sorry, 452. Authorizing Commissioner of Finance to make transfers of funds and budget amendments.
I'll move it.
Move. Second?
Second.
All right, this basically is to, we asked him last meeting and to Don that we look at...
Close out the fiscal year.
The fiscal year, and make any transfers to finalize that for the year 2015. Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 453.
Oh, you got to do the amendment before you...
This is approving the Ulster County budget for fiscal year commencing January 1st in 2016 and making appropriations for the conduct of county government.
453?
Mm-hmm. You have to do the last budgetary amendment before you do this one.
The last budgetary amendment, which is...
it's not in the agenda. Everybody has a copy in their folders. It's the one you asked for mine to do.
Right.
With the funds back into contingency.
Okay. So we have to do that first?
Yes.
Which one is that?
It's, it should be in your folders. It should be Amendment 24.
What's the last amendment on in the package?
It's on
child
care?
Yes.
It says child care.
Yes.
All right. This is basically to allow Bert and Don to make the necessary adjustments so that...
That is the adjustment.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions?
We call this losers.
Keep it up, I'll do it again. All in favor say aye.
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 Oh, you didn't have a first or second.
You need a first.
I'll move.
Don, TJ.
Either one.
All right, any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
454, adopting Ulster County program for 2000, capital program 2016.
We need to do the whole three.
We need to do
453. Okay, 453. This is to approve the Ulster County budget for fiscal year commencing January 1st, 2016, and make an appropriation for the conduct of county government.
Move it.
Second.
Let's leave your voice. Second.
I'll second.
Any discussion? If not, I'll speak on the floor in a little more length. But I want to thank the committee for their hard efforts in putting this together. We worked very hard, and I think we have a very solid budget. Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 454, adopting Ulster County Capital Program for 2016-21.
Move it.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 445, amending the Ulster County budget to reimburse town of Denny for flood mitigation work performed on Clear Road in the wake of the Hurricane Irene.
Move it.
Second.
Second. Don?
Yeah, but would you like to speak to this, Mr. Chairman?
All right, you got it.
There's some issues that are inherent in the resolution itself that we would like to try and amend for next week, and Chairman has offered to hold this back a week to see what we can do with it before it comes to a vote. Does that
to
sound
reimburse.
Correct? Well, it's about the reimbursement for the county. We're going to give the resolution is requesting that we give the money to the town that's been paid for this and hasn't been reimbursed yet. We wanted to put into the resolution itself and maybe even to a stipulation that should the money come from the state back to the town, that they would return that portion back to us so that they wouldn't get a double hit on it and we would lose our amount that we gave them. So that's not in it right now. Hopefully it'll be in by next week, and then it can be either voted up or down on that basis, but that will be removed as a problem.
So that's John, that all right with John?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
All right. Do we have to vote on holding it? Or no. John, the sponsor, he's able to do it, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, John.
Yep.
Resolution 455.
Okay, so we're holding this thing?
We are holding it till next week, yes.
I signed it.
Resolution 455.
Yes. I may.
Yes, you may.
Also hold this. I just spoke with the county attorney. There are some minor issues that we need to address, and hopefully we can get everything worked out by next week.
He's a sponsor. He can do it, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't have four.
And I would ask that our legislative attorney and myself work with the county attorney.
Is that the one who's
supposed to do the other one?
John,
you're part of the sponsor on this. You agree to that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, I do.
Dean's not here. He's part of the sponsor, too. You guys have talked to Dean? See if he would.
We have not personally spoken, but I'm sure he will.
All right. Thank you.
There's nothing to.
All right. That's being held. Resolution 460, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of 50, entered by the county, Rose and Kiernan, Department of Personnel.
Move it.
Second. Discussion? No discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
461, approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate contract to be in excess of 50, Excess Technology Group, Inc., Information Services.
Good.
Second?
I'll second.
Discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 462, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered by the county, Crawford & Associates Engineering, Land Surveying, PC, County Attorney. Moved by?
Move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 463, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of 50, entered by the county, Johnson Controls, Inc., Department of Public Works.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 464, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of 50, entered by the county, Motorola Solutions, Inc., Department of Emergency Management. Moved.
Move it.
Second. Who's second?
I'll second.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
477, approving the chairman of the Ulster.
465.
465. mm-hmm. Approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered by the county, Cornell Cooperative Extension, Department of Public Works.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
You guys just want to hear my voice. I had to bundle all this. Resolution 466, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered by the county, International Business Machines Corp., Information Services. Moved.
Second.
No, you moved it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was ahead of myself. Everything
happens.
Second. You're always ahead of yourself.
Yeah.
Then I get there first.
That's true. All in favor, say aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'm going to be a no on it, and I just, for the last 2 years, I've been asking why we're spending in excess of $60,000, sometimes $75,000 a year for support for a mail product that is underutilized in the county. I understand we're trying to move ahead with either a cloud solution or a cheaper email solution, but I stated my case last year and the year before. I can't, in good conscience, vote on spending another $63,000 for a product that we're not going to use next year by the end of the year. So I'm a no.
Mm-hmm. Anyone know what kind of time frame we have regarding the product that we're going to be using?
I know there's going through the RFP process, if I'm not mistaken, Mark, right? I mean, that's kind of where I'm at.
So a guesstimate time-wise?
Yeah, I don't have a guesstimate at this point. I mean, Sylvia's reviewing a few. There's a few different types of services that are available either on state contract or GSA, and she's reviewing that before we decide whether we're going to go fully out to RFP.
Can it be considered in that evaluation 6 months or maybe additional 2 or 3 months if we don't not needing the full year?
Oh, for this? Extending that?
Yes.
Remember, we have a termination clause, so we have a get-out-of-jail-free card in the contract.
30 days.
30 days.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know that we signed a contract last year for a company for $15,000 that's supposed to help us migrate to a new product. If we don't even have the new product, how do we know it's going to cost $15,000? I think we put the cart before the horse on that one.
I want to know if we don't pass this, what are the effects? If we have that, if the money isn't there, do we have a problem? Or?
If something happened to our email, this vendor helps us.
We have to take the money out of contingency, or
potentially, yes.
Isn't this money though, as and if we need it?
Mm-hmm.
So we don't need them.
Right.
We don't spend it.
Correct.
It's like a just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're going to have to fix it and pay for it one way or the other, either out of contingency or out of a line item.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Right. So if you don't, if you need it,
use it, we don't have any. We don't
right.
Use
so we're not spending it
right.
until we need it. And
right.
If we need it, we got to get it from somewhere.
Right. That's why I
used it.
So then, okay. So it's either we either go into contingency or we go into this fund. So it's not giving it to them.
My thinking is the money is budgeted in that department for this contract.
I don't understand though. We're entering into a contract with the company. We're not actually going to pay them until if something breaks.
I'm thinking the contract. I don't have. I'm thinking it's an as is needed basis.
Mm-hmm. We'll just make sure these little clauses are in the contract that we have a right to get out.
We have them all in the
contract.
Yep.
Do you want to put it over until next week?
No.
Okay.
No. Okay. We voted on it already, right?
No.
No.
No. Okay.
All right. So all in favor?
All right.
Anybody against?
I'm a no.
Okay. One no. 477, authorize the Ulster County Legislature to enter two lease agreements with the Astor Services for cities and families as leasee with the office space to provide mental health services to the community, to develop both works and grounds.
Move.
Move
it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
2015, amending 2015-20 capital project to establish capital project 458, replacement of Carmine Liberty.
Liberta
Bridge, bin 3045-230 on Route 299 over to Walk Hill River, Newport, Department of Public Works, Highway and Bridge. Move. Second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
480, establishing top of project 459 to provide design and engineer for the Ulster County Rail Trail along the Ashton Reservoir, Ashton Rail Trail. 480, right, yes. Don, move it first.
I'll move it.
Second by somebody, so we have to discuss. James? Moved it, second, whatever. All right, I understand there is been through two committees, correct?
Yeah.
Two committees are Economic Development and
Public Works.
Public
passed.
Works,
yeah,
passed
passed.
Unanimously, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I know.
No, I'm not sure. Anybody on the committee is here?
It passed Public Works unanimously, not Economic Development unanimously.
And I understand that the UDC committee is evaluating this. They're going to have a vote next Wednesday, is that correct? Is that correct? For when we have Tuesday then? I'm sorry, Tuesday or Wednesday? Right?
We have our meeting on Tuesday, right?
Mm-hmm. We have our meeting on Tuesday.
I hope it's not Wednesday.
Anybody know when their meeting is?
It's
4 hours long.
Tomorrow night.
I think it's
tomorrow night, Friday to Saturday. Yeah. A lot of people are looking to get on that committee
Saturday
all weekend.
If necessary.
You want to get on it?
No.
Oh, okay.
I already took the dump committee for you.
All right, well, actually, these are separate than what we're talking about. This is to appropriate a fund to take the money and put into a fund. I know some people in the community will be upset because you're going to make a decision. If you make a decision tonight setting up this fund, they're going to say, well, what have you been doing the last 6 months, whatever the case may be? We're going to come out with a recommendation. So I would recommend that we hold this over until after their meeting. They make a recommendation. We vote on it next week.
Second.
Now, 1 week is not going to make a major difference one way or the other. All right. Any discussion on that? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
482, adopting updated procurement. Then, what?
481.
Not on.
No.
It's no one.
No.
We have an early agenda.
Okay. Next time, get the right agenda. See the Pittsburgh man. To General Municipal Law Section 104B, Department of Purchasing.
You're probably a Jets fan.
No, Giant.
Yeah, yeah, we can be talking.
Yeah, don't we can't be talking right now.
They beat
we
the Giants.
It? Who moved it? TJ, second.
That's what we're doing
right now. Yeah. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 483, authorizing the Commissioner of Finance to accept bids for parcels of county-owned real property for private sale and authorize the Chairman of Ulster County Legislature to convey such a property parcel to the Department of Finance.
We'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 484, authorizing distribution of mortgage tax receipts pursuant to Section 261 of the tax law.
Move it.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
New business? Yeah, some new business. Last week we had the administrative court come before us. We had some conversations, proposed 11 items that had some concerns. They were unfinished on our family court now. They're a little, they would like us as a county to move much quicker than we have been to come up with a decision what we might be doing in the future. Myself, Bob Sudlow, Ken Ronk, and Brian Cunningham met with the court administrator over there? What's her name? Kathy Lasco.
Lasco.
And we went through the items that they had concerns with. There was a couple suggestions that we gave them. Of course, you know, we're just talking. We will work on this in the next period of time, probably after the holidays, to try to appease their items there and try to come up with a more concrete plan for the future, which is going to cost a few dollars. I have talked to the county exec regarding this. So we are moving forward with something there, what it is at this time, was finalized. It's nothing finalized other than we went over there and looked at their concerns. They seem to be happy that we took an interest and that we're moving forward. So hopefully the early part of next year, we're going to have to make some decisions on, you know, what we're going to make improvements over there and what we're going to do regarding a permanent solution to it. And anybody can come, anybody can be involved. No questions? Answers? No?
I think they were very clear what they spoke to us about last week, and I'm glad Richard's doing something about it because they're kind of serious about what the options are if we don't get this done to their satisfaction at their time frame. It's not ours necessarily.
Well, let's just be clear about it, too. When they said we're going to have a third judge, there was going to be no cost to Ulster County taxpayers. And I don't think that's the case, but we'll have to evaluate that. All righty. Any old business? If not, a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. All in favor, say aye. Thank you.